91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is...
Erin Howard.
Hiya, Erin Howard. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. So what do you do at the U of A, Erin?
So I'm a major in neuroscience and cognitive science, and I'm also getting a minor in anthropology. And I currently work in Dr. Jean-Marc Fallou's Computational and Experimental Neuroscience Laboratory.
Experimental laboratory.
That's what I do.
What kinds of experimental, computational, neuroscience-y things do you do there?
I'm working on a project that's investigating the possibility of using auditory cues to influence or manipulate memory storage during sleep. And I use a rat model. Basically, I have a maze where a rat runs around and learns some spatial locations. And every time he goes to a correct location, we play a sound. And then when the rat goes to sleep, because it's known that we store our memories during sleep, we replay that same sound that the rat heard during the learning portion. And we hope that that will influence the memory storage process during sleep to allow the rat to remember those correct locations better.
Oh, so it just kind of reinforces that memory.
Right, exactly. The best analogy I can come up with for humans would be like if you're studying for a test and you listen to some music, and then when you go to sleep, you replay that same song. Hopefully that would help the person studying learn the material better because they listen to the same thing they associated with during the learning portion.
What kinds of sounds are you playing for the rats?
Yeah, so we're using pure tones, vowels, like noisy tones, modulated tones, that kind of thing, just to keep it as simple as possible for the rats.
Yeah, almost like different cell phone ringtones.
Right, exactly, like a beep at a certain frequency or something.
So how many rats do you have?
Well, I worked with maybe about 5 different rats at this point, but I usually only have one at a time because the experiments can be very time-consuming, so the experiments might be 6 hours long with one rat. And actually, recently we started doing experiments where we implant the rats with recording devices called hyperdrives, and those allow us to basically push tetrodes, which are metal electrode wires, into the brain, and we can actually record single-cell activity and broader population activity, so different oscillations and waves in the brain, as well as the activity of individual neurons.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so then we basically look at how that activity is correlated with the rat's behavior.
So they have this thing implanted in their brain. Is mm-hmm. it very, very teeny tiny?
It's actually pretty big, and it sits like right above their head, so you can see the big implant on their head. And we use this little tool that we use to push the electrode wires down further into the brain so we can record from different areas. So right now I'm targeting the hippocampus, which is a structure known to be involved strongly in memory and in spatial navigation. I'm looking at having my wires in the hippocampus so we can look at that activity.
And they can't feel it.
They actually don't feel it at all.
It's like, I can tell by looking at their brain, they're happy, they're fine. It says so on my paper. Do you ever name these guys?
I do. I get to name all of them. So my last rat was named Dipper.
Aww,
and that was very sweet. I also had a rat named Ratty once, which is very appropriate, I guess. Yeah, they're like, they each have different personalities, though. It's really fun to work with rats. They're so smart, too, so they're perfect for the kind of task we're doing. We're seeing what we should be seeing, which is that the rat is definitely learning something.
So what's next? Are we going to teach them how to drive?
Wouldn't that be cool? Actually, another project in our lab is working on teaching the rats to follow robots. So rat-robot interaction is really interesting. They're very cute. They're so charming.
So how long have you been working in this lab?
About a year and a half now. I'm excited to be doing my thesis in this lab.
And what are you going to do after you graduate?
Hopefully going to pursue an MD, PhD degree in neuroscience, and I hope to study neurodegenerative diseases as a research physician.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love music. I love to sing and play music, and I love to listen to music too. I like a lot of like folksy stuff, harmonies. So I really like the band Haim. I like ZZ Ward, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, some maybe lesser known people, but they're awesome.
That's really cool. Thank you so much for coming to the station.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.